Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
September 10th, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's Gospel and that of the next Sunday, Jesus is wandering on the fringes of Palestine, in the land of the north, and then next Sunday to the east, across the Jordan River. He is depicted as avoiding the hostility of his adversaries and instructing his followers who are traveling with him, free from the crowds that followed him when he was teaching in Galilee. The miracle story today doubtless reflects an actual incident in the life of Jesus. It is also aimed at those members of the Christian community who, because they never heard Jesus, could not speak about his work. Note that like so many of Jesus' miracles, this one is relatively simple. Mark's repeated theme is Jesus did agree to do signs and wonders, but refused demands for spectacular signs because he was not merely a wonder worker, but a prophet who had come to open the hearts of all, as the first reading today suggests. Once upon a time, there was a lake which usually froze over in the winter. It was a great place to skate and very safe as long as the weather remained cold. Normally, parents begin to worry about the lake only after March 15th, because the lake was in the Middle West where winters last, well, like till May, usually. Anyway, this one winter was quite warm for the Middle West. Little pools of water often appeared in the lake at the end of a day, though they froze again overnight. The police warned everyone who lived near the lake to be careful, because the ice might be very thin in some places. Parents, in turn, warned their children, who, like kids often do, skillfully tuned out everything their parents said. So a lot of parents ordered the kids to stay away from the lake. Well, one week in late February, there was a fierce cold spell, and the lake seemed to have returned to its old icy self. The kids all wanted to skate. Teachers told them not to. Their parents told them not to. The kids listened and nodded skillfully. How, they said, could there be thin ice when it was so cold? Most of the kids, more because of fear of being punished than fear of the lake, stood on the shore and watched as five of them, three boys and two girls, shouting the others were chicken, skated all around the lake and had a grand old time. Then all five of them were, for just a moment, in the same place. And, well, again, you know what happened. There was a sound like someone had fired a gun. The ice cracked all around them, and they were suddenly on an ice island in the middle of the lake, at least 20 feet from any other ice, which was still cracking and breaking up. Then the little ice island looked like it was going to sink. One little boy, the worst chicken of all because he was smart, ran into a house and called 911. 10 minutes, a police helicopter arrived and lifted the five kids off the island. You can imagine what the cops said to them, or their parents. And you can also imagine how long they were grounded from skating till the day after the Last Judgment.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.